Oh, today we're going to talk about a thing called Shutafut, to make a partnership, which is called Shutafut Yisachar Vezvulun. So there's laws to this. So how do we do this? Yachol Adam Latnot Nitamit Chacham Ha'Ostek B'Torah Shu Yamsil Ot Paranasto Ve'Azum Yechaker Oto Imono Ve'Yitchalku Bineihem Mischar Limud HaTorah Shaveh B'Shaveh. It's brought down here. And the person can make a partnership with someone who has money. Hashem gave him money. That the person who has money will support the person who is learning. And the person who is learning will support in his learning. The learning will support the person who is working. Okay? So that's those details. So now we'll see the details. Shutafut zo yesh la'asot kodem alimud. This you do before one starts the learning. What does that mean before you start the learning? From now on, from the learning that will be from now on. Upratim rabim. Yeah, it doesn't go in the past. I'll give you now money for what you learned last year. No, only from now on you do it. Okay? And there's many details of which Talmid Chacham we should do it with, and how do you do it. So now we're going to see. Eskem Yisachar Vezvulun yesh lekatvu shefshar la'asto afer tchila v'tov yafeh la'asto. Meidach yesh anotim amar shen la'asto elak she'en la'Talmid Chacham shum efshavut acheret la'asok b'Torah. There's two opinions. One opinion says that it's a good thing to do. Someone should want to try to sit and learn when someone else should support him. It's a good thing. Some say that no, it's good if someone is able to try to get his panasa in any other way. And if he's not able to, then he could try to go to find someone who's going to support him when he sits and learns. There's two opinions. They're both good. Okay? Someone wants to dedicate his life to learning.
Regardless of how well
they learn. So there's certain different opinions of how high is it, but. Listen, if someone is going to be a paistek or a dayan, obviously it's very high because he's going to be able to help others. Okay? Then someone will say, I'm going to say Tehillim all day. It's also very, very big. Also very big. Also, someone say Tehillim all day. Saying Tehillim is the highest thing? Okay? So, yeah?
I knew somebody that's what they did.
Yeah, there's a Yerushalayim, there's a minion like that.
Yeah.
That they go to Shimon HaTzadik and they say, And that's a panasa. People give them a lot of money to do that because they're saying Pram Yisrael. It's a very, that's also a Yisachar Vezvulun.
So they don't have to learn the
more. No, it doesn't say what you have to learn.
What was this for a category of Talmud Chacham, or what was this to begin
with? We said Yisachar Vezvulun, someone who was sitting and learning to support him. They could also say they're not sitting and learning.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Bamikveh? Yeah, but it's not too much, says that. Oh, Katari, no, I don't know what I don't know.
Oh,
here, he brings a few details of this, yeah? If someone has the opportunity to do this Hesken, he wants to, the one who's going to donate the money, give him the money. It's not donate, it's make the, he's going to support the money side of it. Okay? And he has two people in front of him. One person, he learns a lot. But he doesn't review so much. He just learns and goes on. Another person, he doesn't learn so much, but everything he learns over and over and over.
Exactly.
Here he says, take the second guy. I'm sure there's people arguing this. Especially that Rabbeinu said, to start beginning, go on. But that's what he says over here. Yeah, we finish Hichot Tzedakah, and he brings here, for Tzedakah, Lestiyum Perek Zeh, he brings down a few things. It says here, Le'olam El Adam Na'aseh Ani Minitiyat Tzedakah, a person can never become poor from giving Tzedakah. And nothing bad or harm will happen to him because he gave tzedakah. It says in the pasuk, "Vayam asat tzedakah shalom." When someone does tzedakah, he'll have peace. L'chol ha-marachem al ha-aniyim, and anyone who has mercy on the poor, Kadosh Baruch Hu marachem alav, Kadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on him. V'ne'emar, another pasuk, ki bigal davar hazeh, because this thing that you give tzedakah, yivarchecha Hashem elokecha, v'chol ma'asecha Hashem, God will bless you with all your doings. And furthermore it says, tzedakah docha et ha-gzerot ha-kashot, tzedakah pushes away all the bad decrees, and all kinds of deaths, and lengthens the life of a person. Like it says, Zakat HaTzimim Mavet, the Gemara brings down the story with the daughter of Rabbi Akiva, that she gave a poor person her meal at her own wedding, and that night she put her sikah, that is a hair clip, into the wall. In the morning when she took it out, she saw she stuck it into the snake's head, and she killed the snake. Right, she told her father. So her father asked her, what good deed did you do? So she told him, I gave the poor person a meal. She said, that's what Shlomo HaMelech said. Tzedakah tasim mavet. You gave tzedakah, you gave someone your own meal. You gave tzedakah, it saved you from death. Because she saw, I forgot the beginning of the story, that the people, when she was born, the people who looked at the stars, they told her at the night of the wedding, she'll die. That was the beginning of the story. I get the whole story now.
Before it changes everything.
And someone who's used to doing zakah, he married sons who will be chachamim and balei osher. Remember Abasa. He should be rich. It says also in Yeshaya, it says in the Chazal, say, "En Israel nigalim evit zakah." Israel will be redeemed because of zakah, only because of zakah. Like it says in the pasuk, "Tzion mishpat yipadeh v'shaveh abit zakah." Pasuk in Yeshaya. We finished zakah, and now we're going on to ma'isa. Zakah is one thing. Now we have ma'isa. Okay.
And then ribbit.
I don't know about ribbit. Maybe later. But let's see now ma'isa. There's laws of ma'isa.
I'm
so
we redeemed by
giving tzedakah. Yeah. Amazing. Talking about Meister, we're trying Meister Kstafim. There was food here. It's not. Meister Kstafim. Meister. Money Meister. Not Meister food. It's a big machloket. Is Meister for money? Is it Deoraita, Derabanan, or just a minak? Okay, so all depends on the situation. If you have so much money, you can say, I'm doing mitzvah d'oraita. If you have no money, you can say, it's just a minag, I don't have money, what can I do? Okay? The Bach says that it's a minag, chasidut, be'alma. Meister is, in the Torah, does not mention about money at all. Meister is mentioned only regarding fruits and vegetables, grain, produce,
wine, oil,
animals. Right? Every tenth of an animal goat. Ten new goats, so the tenth one is Meister.
Yaakov has five cats, so he's coming up.
Yeah, soon give him Meister from the cats. Good talamities to eat.
So Meister for money isn't required?
It's the Oraisa. It's required. The question is it the Oraisa, the Rabbanan, or a Minhag? Mikol Makom, someone who is used to doing this mitzvah, okay, it's like a neder for him. If he's used to doing it, it's like a neder, it's like he took a vow, he has to do it. So we'll see all the laws of it. Haser da'aser, yeah, fe mod. Kol ish v'isha m'Yisrael, sheshlem revachim. Every man and woman of Israel which have prophets, we'll see what that means soon. כן? חייבים בהפרשת מעשרות. They are hired to give meister, they have profits. Okay, remember what I said now.
Including all business expenses, taxes.
Yeah, right.
All your expenses. You have profits, if the money that you're putting aside for your children's wedding in 20 years, that you have to give meister. We'll see in a sec. ונהוג, even if the wife brings in the money, and it's a profit, it's extra money, it's not the money that he needs now for his own household. He paid the rent already. He paid his debts already. then it's the gemaisa. What's the difference between tzedakah and maisa? Yeah? Exactly. Meiser is the precise amount of. Right? Percentage of. 10% of. Tzedakah is not a set amount. Whatever you give, it's tzedakah. Whatever percentage, whatever you give, it's considered tzedakah. Okay? Another thing. Anoten tzedakah muftach lo shalayani. Someone who gives zakah, he has a promise that he won't become poor. Someone who gives maisa has a promise that he'll be rich. Higher level. Okay? By the way, the Gra wrote to Igeret for his children, or for his Tamidim, or his children, I remember when they were going to Eretz Yisrael. But the Igeret, he said, and what it says, that maisa asher v'sishit asher, to give ma'aser in order to become rich is about 20%. That's what the goal writes. If someone gives 20%, then he can expect.
Then he'll become rich or he won't?
Can, then he'll become rich. Not the 10%, he just won't become poor. 20% become rich. That's the goal. Okay? So, you could say, I'm not Litvish. Not Litvish. The goal wasn't a Litvish, it was a big chassid. A chassid, the Rabbi Eliyahu Mivilna, that's what they call him, a chassid. Under? It was the Rebbe of.
He was his Rebbe?
The Rebbe of Chaim.
Who was his teacher?
The Gra.
The Rebbe of who?
The Gra was the Rebbe of Chaim Volozhiner. Okay. A third thing is, someone who gives Meister his money, okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes his partner. So if you want to have a good partner, it's good to give Meister. Okay.
Is there any correlation between being a miser and giving Meister?
No. Mi she'avotav nagu la'afrish ma'aser k'safim chayav avu la'afrish. Someone whose forefathers had the minhag to give Meister, he shows us to give Meister. אכן אם אבותיו אתנו בתחילת איתן שעושים כבלו נדר מסתבר שנה כן חיוב גמור צריך התרה. Anyways, every mitzvah we do, on Erev Rosh Hashanah we nullified all the vows that we did before and all the vows that we give to next year, so we have no vows anyways, okay? Unless we make it explicit, and even if we do, we already said that even if I make a vow, it's not considered. So it doesn't go like that anymore. In Maestro Ksafi, Maestro of Money, is also in Eretz Yisrael, and also in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so now let's see the details. Amarviach be'esek, or kibbeh maskoret, someone who earned in a business deal that he had, or he got a nice salary, it's a profit, like we said, immediately set aside the Maestro. Why? Because when the Aniyim will come, immediately you'll have to give them, you'll be able to give them. Okay, right on it, it's Maestro, it's Zaka, it doesn't touch the money. Of course. Someone who's used to, his custom was to give Meister all the years, and now he lost all of his money. Okay? And he can't even, doesn't have enough for his own family. Okay? For the basic things, for electricity, water, gas, kids, tuition, we'll see some, whatever, simple things for the house, food. Then, of course, permitted to do Atalas Nadarim. Okay? And he can stop giving Meister. Okay, first comes your house. You have to give money to your house, then you give Meister to the whole world. Okay. Even if someone doesn't give Meister, obviously he's still obligated to mitzvah tzedakah, like we said, which is 6 grams of silver a year. Okay, go to the silver store, ask them how much a gram of silver this year is.
And you have to give. You can find online.
Also that too.
Daily price.
We don't do that. That's why I said go to the store. We don't go online. You sit and learn the books. I'm a lot online. He puts me here online, but I don't go there. What kind of stuff? Tough. Okay, someone who gives Meister, you should say, I'm doing it bli neder. Doing it now, today I'm doing my, now I can do it, I'm doing my, so it's clean though, not I'm not being making a vow that I'm giving now every month.
Don't say like I'm making a vow.
It's good to say bli nedar and everything.
I don't say anything. You just do it.
No. If you do it three times, it could be considered a vow. Okay. Someone who gives ma'aser merits to be rich, like it says, asel b'shvil shi tashel, give ma'aser in order to be rich. The Gemara brings a story down. There was a guy, his father used to give ma'aser every year, and his everything grew and grew and grew. And then the father died, and he gave the thing to his son. And the son was a bit chintzy about the meister, so he
had a miserish.
Yeah, and he was miser about the meister. And it was shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. Every year he was giving less. Oh, it's getting less. I must give less. It's getting less. Every year he was giving less. Until he lost all the panos. So he went to the chazal, to the tzaddikim. They told him, your father gave meister. And then they said, Aser ish tasher. That's what it says. You should give meister in order to become rich.
Was it
Tainus? I don't remember. I think Bob Asa,
I think it
no?
is.
Kindness?
Yeah, I think it's kindness.
I don't remember. Okay? And also, if even someone already has a decree on his money, losing money, he gives meister. Then also the Gemara brings a story that I forgot the name, one of the Amoraim, from Shamayim, they showed him that in the dream that his nephews, again, from the state is going to come and confiscate a certain amount of their money. So he went to them and he begged them, please give me, I have this big mitzvah, you have to give me money. And they gave him the whole year he was going and collecting from them, but he didn't get to the right amount that he saw in the dream. At the end of the year they came to them from the government and confiscated that amount that was lacking between the difference that it was between how much they gave tzedakah. How many decree was. So it's better off that they took the money to tzedakah than giving it off to the government where they live. Okay, so we see that it nullifies bad decrees of money. Okay, someone has I'll tell you an example. If someone he has a car, right, and gets a fine, she gives tzedakah at least the same amount of the fine if he's able to. Okay, you never know what it comes to saving from who knows what.
But also that fine came about if he wasn't meister too. I see what that's like.
Right, Maaseh, or Tzedakah, or Ken, Echa.
Like you're going to lose that money either way. Like Hashem can Ken. Take it either way, so it's better to give it willingly then.
Ken is, from giving Maaseh, you're saved from all kinds of illnesses, and your prayers could be heard better.
Also, unexpected expenses, like your car breaks down.
Become dentist, become this and that, and this and that.
Refrigerator breaks down, your dentist.
You have to buy it out of boots, rain boots.
Oh, that's a story.
Sgula gdola lizkod lezera shakayama, lizaher bekiyum teriyat nasar stafin gichatar, vazachu zochim adedekach lishud dolot. There's a great, big sgula for someone who doesn't have children to have children. It's to be zahir, be very careful with giving maaser stafin like the halacha teaches. And people who did it, they saw great yeshuas in this term.
So how did, if they don't have children,
doesn't matter.
How do they do it? Just
you give 10% of your profits.
Okay. Take care of us.
Yeah, 10% of the profits. Yep. So someone makes a salary of 10,000 shekels a month, and his expenses at the house 8,000 shekels. So you have 2,000 shekels there. I'm talking about someone who doesn't live in Yerushalayim, and it's only a couple. And someone's paying all their bills, because that's the only case that will happen. Anyways, and he has 2,000 shekels of profit, so then 10% is 200 shekels.
But what is the expense of subjective? Like let's say food and stuff. Is that subjective, or is that doesn't count? I mean, like you're buying cookies or chips or the junk food necessarily, but
that's
you're making expense. So
it's not like, if it's a covered child, that's a normal thing that you buy.
Or diapers and stuff.
If
you need that.
He says here, mitzumtzam.
Right.
Not if you buy extra.
What is that? Constricted.
Each one on his own level. Right. Read up to.
Like the maaser is not a tenth of your living?
No.
It's what you don't need.
What you don't need for your living.
Your profit. Can you combine? Is that going to be every single year profit, or if you lost last year, you can pay back what you lost?
this month, this year, this.
So it means like first, you, before you, let's see, where you properly you take off your electricity, your gas, your rent, or
mashkata. Or your chavot.
Right, not your cable bill.
Your debts also. If you have debts, you give your debts first. You don't pay your mice until you pay your debts. Rav Arush told us, maybe it's like Bendel told him like that. And you asked Rav Dalan, Rav Dalan says, what? Give 20%. You have debts, give 20%. Okay, if you have that level, you do that. But halachically, we're talking here, this is a shiur halacha, not a shiur chasidus. No, but it still means that you're obligated to give tzedakah, just not your mice.
Somebody's getting the tzedakah from me. Is that considered profit?
If it's not what he needs for his living, yeah.
He has other money that's paying his bills.
Yeah. And now it's extra.
Is that social security?
Yeah, that's disability or just social security. Or something.
It's also, yeah. Yeah, if you have a bituach lumi yeladim or avtachat hakhnasa, it's an income.
If you're akrahim, you know, if you're collecting from the yeshiva, will you be getting what did you call it?
Bituach lumi.
Yeah, when you're 90.
No. Bituach lumi is if you don't get money from the yeshiva. If you're avrech, you're not zakai for bituach lumi.
The machine has to be 490 anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you get only for your children under 18 a little bit. Not a lot of money.
That we got.
Yeah. But you don't get for not staying good?
No.
Because you register in yeshiva, I think. If you stop your registration, you get a lot more money from them.
Actually, they started, wouldn't be giving you that much money.
They don't give you so much money?
No, because they're collecting Social Security in the States for that.
They know that.
Yeah.
I
don't
know.
So I have to tell them.
Yeah, you could also not tell them.
Edit that part out.
I didn't say that, Tim.
Not telling to go to heaven.
Like, my wife works for Hashem, and then I work sometimes too, right? So if I cover rent, I shouldn't take Meiser off of that money? Like, the money that I make, let's say...
If you're going to go into debt because you give out give off the...
No, but let's say, like, my money covers the rent, exactly what the rent is. Usually that's what I make. So that money, what I make, I shouldn't take Meiser off of? Because I do it all the time. I take Meiser off.
So how do you pay the rent?
I make the money, but I'm taking my share off of it.
So how do you pay the rent?
Okay, it doesn't matter. I pay my wife's work also.
So what's the difference? You take like this. How much money came in here?
Right, but minus the expenses of the rent, minus the expenses.
But sad though, but it doesn't go by my salary or her salary.
Yeah, no.
So then the money comes to the house.
Oh, your salary, yeah, whatever it is.
You go monthly, so by monthly. You pay by year, by year. You pay by week, by week.
You have to sacrifice yourself to be miser. Meaning, you have to give a budget that you're working on, and that you save a little bit this month because you didn't go here, you didn't buy this kind of food or whatever. And then you have to also
give miser for that.
Yeah, because you said so. If you sacrifice on this,
you have to. We're not talking about someone now who lives goes on a. If someone goes on a tiyul, okay, and he goes on a trip, so he spends now 1,000 shekels.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of his living.
No, but we're talking about
rent, electricity, gas, debts, food for the house, diapers for the kids, formula, like you said, shoes, things that he needs.
Yeah, but you said that.
Not talking about now going to a restaurant.
Yeah, but isn't it all relative? Like if a rich person is collecting, needs money, you have to give him according to his level.
Yeah.
Sure. And if somebody's on a social security pension or a budget, like Pikuach Lumi, so they already give you that. That's the budget that will allow you to live. So if you just decide to go a little bit lower, I mean, isn't that under your standard of getting?
It goes by you what you are. It goes by what you make. You are.
I mean,
your expense. Some person he needs medicine, so his expenses are a lot higher.
Yeah.
He needs doctors and stuff. Some people they live very tightly, like me. So I don't need so much money. I live with whatever I have. So, okay.
But even though we're living here, where medicine is really inexpensive compared with the States, it's still you still have to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top. What do you give Meister from? You give a Meister of salary that you get. If it's like a set salary, like you work by someone, he gives you a salary. You give Meister for money that comes in from a business. You own a business, so it's not a salary, but you get whatever. You did a deal, you get a certain amount of money, you have to give Maaser of that. Okay? Or if you own an apartment and you're renting it out and you're getting money and income from that, I'll say give Maaser. It's a profit, you give Maaser from that. Someone gives you a matana, your babi came, she gave you 500 shekels for your birthday. Amen. So you have to give Maaser from that. Okay? If you find money, you walk in the street, you see money. Take a ma'aser from that. If lo aleinu, you have Yerusha, yeah, everyone's parents should live long.
Amen.
But if someone, one day leaves this planet, and you get a Yerusha, you have to give ma'aser for that too. Okay. Or also, ribit. If I take ribit, yeah, if you have a heter iska with someone, ribit with a heter iska, so you have a profit from that. Okay, so also you have to give ma'aser from that. Sometimes give you a lot of money. Tzedaka?
Meaning what? If somebody gave you tzedaka.
Yeah. If someone's giving you, is giving you tzedaka, I would assume that you don't need to give ma'aser because you need it for whatever you need it for.
If
you're getting tzedakah, you don't
give
ma'aser. Oh, rega. How do you know? You have Ruach HaKodesh because it's the next halacha. I'm kabeh matana kesef al menad lishtamesh b'matara mesuyemet bilvad. If your parents transfer you to your account every month,
you're rent.
Okay? You don't have to give ma'aser from that. Okay? They give you, your grandmother tells you this, I'm giving you a certain amount of money. You're buying a fridge with this. I know your fridge or your washing machine broke down. This is what you're buying a fridge with. So you don't have to go. Or they give you a certain amount of money to go. Every week you get 500 shekels of us to do kniot. So you don't get miser with that because that's the money of the kniot. Of shopping, sticha. Kniot. You know kniot?
Yeah, I got it. I just want to mention it.
Not everyone's
good. A couple hundred shekels to go to the grocery shop. You took some of it and you went and bought a toy or some kishkush, something.
The bayah to do that as well.
I
don't know if you're allowed to do that. If someone gave you to buy in the grocery shop, you want funny one of your a funny story? I have a friend. We used to do afatza in the tzomet, mm-hmm. in the junction with the CDs. Like you see people go, they do it all the time, every day almost. Baruch Hashem, with big zchut. So. You end up at the end of the day, a lot of time, at the end of the week, the lot of coins of 10 agulos.
Yeah.
A lot. So what do you do with so much? So I used to use them. I used to make bags of 10. And the makorat in my house, he likes when he gets those things in the morning. So he has a lot of extra change. I have a friend who didn't know that, but he used to collect. And every once in a while, he used to tell me, okay, Ishai, it weighs 5 kilo. 5 kilo is a this and this amount of money. Because each thing is exactly the same weight. Every 10 shekels is 400 grams. Just to show you know. Yeah. So take this. He doesn't know how much exactly it is. Take it, count it. It's your. It's give me the cash. And take 20% for yourself. So I used to go sometimes. I used to go shopping for Shabbos with 100 shekels or 50 shekels.
Coins.
Coin, I tell you, he says, he's Mazda.
He must love you over there.
Zabakilo. No, he didn't take it, of course. I went to the big store. What? It goes a kilo. Here, put it.
Boom.
So once a lady was standing behind me. She took 50 shekels here to cover Chvot Shabbat. You should have Chvot Shabbat. Okay to that. Because you started with all the coins. That's a good idea too. It's a good use of it.
Does rental properties count as like business in terms of like
what's that?
Rentals. Like if you're getting money from a rental.
Income
like,
property.
You know, like is that count like minus expenses, right? So like if you have you're paying the
it's an income that gives myself
on the buy it and you're paying stuff like that, you would subtract that, right?
Yeah, of course. It's
yeah,
expenses.
No, I just want to make sure.
Zrat Hashem, you have many, many. Okay. Yeah. So now, if there's extra money left, like you said, from the shopping, you have to go to the person who asked, ask, could I use it for other things?
Wow.
Because he said for specific things. If he tells you, do whatever you want with it. Yeah? It's tzedakah money, do whatever you want with it. You don't have to give my circuit, unless it's a profit. If he tells you buy grocery, this is to buy in the Korzol. You have to go to Korzol and buy in Korzol. Okay. To buy for diapers for the month. So that's what you have to do with the money. There's extra money now because the kid made less. So, okay.
So a guy comes and gives, this is a real story. Guy comes and gives a Rabbi Hirsch a house. So is that house that he gives Rabbi Hirsch, is that, can you count that as Meister?
It's not money. The person who gave?
He gives Rabbi Hirsch a house. So
yeah.
The owner of that house, is that house Meister for him? Like he's giving his Meister money?
Soon we'll talk about doing Meister with other things. Here. Right now we're talking about Meister, money Meister.
Oh, money Meister.
Money Meister. Okay. Okay. Same thing if someone gets money from the yeshiva, it's not a salary, it's a milga, it's a, what do you call it in English?
Stipend,
right. It's not a salary, it's a stipend. You're sitting and learning or doing tests, so you get same idea, same halacha. If it's a profit, you take Meister of it. If it's what you need to live on, you don't take Meister of it. Okay? You have a lot of money in the bank sitting there and it's making profit.
Interest.
You have to give Meister the interest. Okay.
And you give it to only yids, I imagine.
You try to, yeah.
Gotta stick together.
You get money from Bituach Lumi, you give Meister, of course. So too.
What if the money you get from Bituach Lumi is not enough to cover your expenses?
What?
What if the money you get from Bituach Lumi is not enough to cover your expenses?
So you go to the field a little bit longer and that's a shame. I realize, you know what I found out? No, wasn't. I found out that money grows on the trees.
It does.
People always told me money doesn't grow on trees. That's how I grew up. Money doesn't grow on the trees. Money grows on trees. I'll show you which trees even. Money grows. What?
Come with you next Wednesday. We'll come with you. The Zohar Hashem will come with you.
Every day we do Yigbol Yudot. What do you mean? Just on Wednesday we do Anam Yisrael.
Okay, you have to say because we're not here. So we'll go with you.
Or Wednesday we'll go with you. Wednesday.
But I go here sometimes to the room downstairs.
What do you go on Wednesdays?
Wednesday?
Yeah.
You should do Yigbol Yudot down here. Either here or around here in the air because I have to be here afterwards. I can't. I don't have time for Dorn. Top, Mister. Bezrat Hashem, someone gets money from, says here from, you had an accident, car accident, or any accident, work. Yeah, or if he has a ptia, any type of wound, and he got money for that, does not be a miser from that, says here. But, yeah, okay. Someone gets money from the Nazis, mach shemam zichram, from the war, he has to get miser from that. If someone does tell tshuva and he's thinking, oh, all the years I didn't know I have to give meister, you know how much money I made over the years? 3 million shekels. Doesn't mean he has to give 300,000 shekels. No. Or 30,000 shekels. From now on, does tshuva, slicha Hashem, I did the etzara, I didn't know. From now on, you give. You don't have to go back now and. I said that I was saying, there's more meister, we'll talk about more meister, Bezat Hashem, on Yom Rishon. Very interesting, yourself.